This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday the beginnings of a Ukrainian counteroffensive could see Russian President Vladimir Putin forced into a just peace.
The Ukrainians are making gains, and they have proven extremely professional in the way to conduct this offensive, and also in handling the equipment they have they have received from NATO allies.
Speaking ahead of a NATO defense ministers meeting this week, Stoltenberg also said while it was still in the early days, Ukrainians had been regaining territory. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Japan is in talks to provide artillery shells to the United States to bolster stocks for Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia. The U.S. news outlet says Tokyo is considering supplying 155-millimeter artillery shells under a 2016 pact to share ammunition as part of its long-standing security alliance with the United States, citing people familiar with the matter. The United Nations appears to be having difficulties dealing with the large number of refugees fleeing to Africa, and Egyptian authorities slapped a visa requirement on Sudanese refugees trying to enter the country several days ago. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Agut, a 30-year-old Sudanese mother of five, lost track of her husband in the rush to flee Khartoum, and several of her children became ill during the disorganized trek to the Egyptian border and days of sleeping in unsanitary conditions. At the same time, dozens of Syrian refugees, most of whom fled to Egypt several years ago, most of them have jobs and a place to stay, but their situation remains precarious. Several told VOA that they were worried about being sent back to Syria now that the Arab League has normalized ties with Damascus. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Reports say recent fierce fighting between Myanmar's army and resistance fighter in an area east of the country's capital has killed at least 26 civilians, including six children. The fighting has taken place in a hotly contested area of the armed struggle that arose after the army's February 2021 seizure of power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The fighting took place in a stronghold of resistance to military rule. China is Israel's largest trading partner after the European Union and the United States, but Israel has had to curtail some of its economic agreements with China under pressure from the U.S., which has an increasingly tense relationship with China. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
While China's involvement in the Middle East has generally been focused on trade, it recently entered the political arena when it brokered a deal for the resumption of diplomatic relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia. China's close relationship with Iran, as well as its traditionally pro-Palestinian stance, has worried many Israeli leaders. But some Israeli analysts say Chinese diplomatic efforts could benefit the region as a whole. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The manager of a medical school morgue and four other people have been indicted for selling human remains. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
A former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and his wife and three other people have been indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. Federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania say 55-year-old Cedric Lodge stole dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School from 2018 to early 2023. Authorities say the body parts were taken without the school's knowledge or permission, and that Lodge sometimes took the body parts back to his New Hampshire home where he lived with his wife Denise. Prosecutors say Lodge allowed buyers to visit the morgue to choose the remains they wanted to buy. The indictment charges the Lodges and three others with conspiracy and interstate transport of stolen goods. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pope Francis is expected to be out of the hospital soon. AP correspondent Rita Foley has that story.
Pope Francis is expected to be out of the hospital soon. The Vatican says Pope Francis is recovering well and without complications from abdominal surgery, and he's expected to be released from the hospital in the coming days, they say. It may be on Thursday or Friday, according to a reported email from the Dean of the College of Cardinals to his colleagues. Francis is working during the day and resting well at night, says the Vatican. The 86-year-old Pope was admitted to the hospital in Rome on June 7th for surgery to repair a hernia and remove intestinal scar tissue that had caused intestinal